The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you ever read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. The early church fathers identified all the parties involved in the parable in today's gospel. The one who plants the vineyard, put a hedge around it, and built the tower is God himself. The vineyard they identify as Israel, God's chosen people. The tenants, the ones responsible for the care of the vineyard, are the chief priests and scribes and elders of ancient Israel. And the landlord's son is none other than Christ himself. The owner's absence makes it clear that God really did entrust Israel to its leaders. Hence their responsibility and the account he demands of them. The malicious purpose of the tenants in murdering the son and heir to keep the inheritance for themselves is the madness of the leaders in expecting to become undisputed masters of Israel, despots even, by putting Christ to death. Their ambition blinds them to the punishment that awaits. Then they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. This was a simple reference to Christ's crucifixion, which took place outside the walls of Jerusalem. These tenants rejected the prophets and put them to death. They rejected Christ and put him to death. And so the landlord has sought a new foundation for the vineyard, a new foundation for the kingdom of God. Christ is the stone that was rejected by the builders, and he has become the cornerstone of the new Jerusalem, the new Israel, the Church of Christ. I know at times it seems that this church seems, well, not this one in particular, but the church seems to be falling down around us at times. We have scandals every other day, it seems. Problems with hierarchy, problems with priests, problems all over the place. And it can be disheartening. But the thing is, this parable today reminds us that Christ is the cornerstone of the church. He is, in fact, more than just the cornerstone. He is the entire foundation upon which this church is built. And if that's the case, then no matter what kind of scandal is rocking the church, no matter what's going on, Jesus Christ is here with us still. It is his church. He's protecting it as best as he can, despite sometimes the best efforts of ourselves to totally mess it all up. So I wanted you to take heart and not worry so much about the church being overrun or being, even with all the numbers that we keep seeing every single year from Kara and Pew, the drop in clergy, the drop in attendance. Okay, this is Christ's church. If this is where we're at, this is where we're at. We trust him, because as the cornerstone, as the foundation upon which all is built, he's in charge. And so I want to share with you a quote before I end from, I want to say it was John the 23rd. I was a very short timer in the papacy. But his quote, before he went to bed each night, because I can only imagine how difficult it is to run an entire global church. But each night before he went to bed, he would pray a very simple prayer. And I'm paraphrasing because I'm sure it wasn't in English. Lord, it's your church. You take care of it. I'm going to bed. And so at the end of the day, we don't have to worry about these things. It's God's church. He's going to take care of it. So we can go to bed.